Welcome to Opening the Peaceful Heart, A Call for Love. It is December 3rd, 2017. I'm Karen Hager. Kathy is traveling today, and we are both so happy, though, that you have joined us. Please know that all of you are muted, and we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. You can always visit our website, openpeacefulheart.com, to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation is called Divine Light Shines Through. We'll be together for about 15 minutes, and I'll open our circle and lead us through the guided meditation, and that meditation includes a few minutes of silence. Then I'll close the circle. And by the end of the day tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording, along with your invitation for the next call, which will be January 7th. So I've been working with this quote from Thomas Merton all this week, and it fascinates me because of how simple it is and also how complex and difficult it is. Merton said, "We are living in a world that is absolutely transparent, and the divine is shining through it all the time. This is not just a nice story or a fable, it is true." Merton was a Roman Catholic monk, mystic, author, and hermit. He believed that we miss the transparency of this world when we make it opaque through our cares and our obsessions, through our turning away from perception of the divine in all things. Not just the happy things and the light things, by the way, but in all things. We get in our own way and then we forget to be aware of the divine that does shine through all things. The rush and the pressure of this time of year especially can either bring us into beautiful connection with the divine, or that rush and pressure can trigger old patterns and unhealthy ways of responding. And that's what we'll look at, shining a different light on things. That's what we're going to look at in today's meditation. Let's open our circle. We'll create a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in a love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we open that circle, just take a moment to focus on your heart center, right in the middle of your chest. This place, the fourth chakra, is an area of balance where, just through attention to the breath, we can bring ourselves to a center point, right into the present moment. If it feels safe to do so right now, close your eyes. And as you breathe into your heart center, imagine that with each in-breath, you are receiving peace. And with each out-breath, you are expressing that peace into your physical body and out into the world. Breathe in peace to your heart and breathe out peace to the world. And one more time, breathe in peace to your heart and breathe out peace to the world. Imagine that you're holding your hands in front of you, cupped, as if you were waiting for something to appear there. And as you do, as you hold out your hands, imagine that you find yourself holding a snow globe. The light bounces off it and it shines through it in the most beautiful way. And when you look inside, you see that the snow globe is empty, except for snow, which is gently falling in that sphere. Give your snow globe a shake and breathe peace into your heart and out into the world as you watch the snow fall. And as the snow settles to the ground, you find that you're looking into this scene. You're with a group of friends, walking downtown. The holidays are in full swing. It's chilly out and there's snow on the ground, but you're plenty warm in your coat and your hat. Decorations hang from light fixtures. All the store windows have festive displays, and there are lights on the little trees along the sidewalk. You know you should feel cheerful and friendly, but you might feel a bit distant and a bit cut off, even in the middle of all these people. It seems like everyone's just rushing by, hurrying into this store or that one, dragging loaded bags alongside them, and none of them look very happy. One of your friends is talking to you, but you're not sure what they're saying. You feel very alone, even though you're surrounded by people who all seem to be more peaceful, more festive, more engaged than you are. Now shake your snow globe and let the snow fall onto this scene. As you watch it fall, set the intention that the scene in front of you will become transparent, illuminated with the light of divine love. Breathe in peace to your heart and breathe out peace to the world. A bright light begins to shine in this scene. And although you can still see the people rushing by and hear the holiday sounds, you now might be able to become aware of the beauty in your friend's eyes. You can see some goodness in those pushy people on the street, and you might even have some insight and empathy with their hurry. And as you can continue to breathe, as the light illuminates this scene in your snow globe, also imagine that the light begins to open your heart. And as that light shines into your heart, you become aware that however you feel in this moment, cut off, sad, excited, cheerful, lonely, glad, you too are illuminated with that divine light. Whatever you feel right now is part of that divine light, and it shines, it is seen. It doesn't need to change. It's enough in this moment just to be with it. And in allowing ourselves to be exactly where we are, transformation and healing and change can take place. When you're ready, shake the snow globe again. And as the snow falls, please set the intention that the next scene will be what you most need to see or know right now. Allow the inside of your snow globe to be transformed. Allow yourself to open to divine love and wisdom to your guides. What do you see there? We'll take 3 minutes in silence. Please breathe into whatever it is that you are seeing in the snow globe. You might find that you are hearing, sensing, imagining things during this time. That's fine. Please meet yourself exactly where you are and breathe peace to yourself as you do. Invite divine love to shine into the scene and hold that space in love. Let's take 3 minutes together. Shake the globe again to clear the image. Because our lives, our world, everything is transparent, it means that the divine is available to us no matter how we are feeling. There's so much pressure this time of year to be the way we think we ought to be. Lots of expectations. But I hope that you can return to this feeling of lightness, of transparency, of being able to be still with exactly what you're feeling, and to know that you do it in perfect safety. As you have challenges this holiday season, and you will, please breathe peace to yourself and peace to those around you. Peace to your feelings. Peace to your needs. Be compassionate with yourself and allow yourself to be present in this transformative time of year, because this is the time of the year when we are especially aware that light shines through everything and through every one of us. And giving thanks for what we've received, we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Thank you to Kathy, who writes the meditations for this group each month, and you'll receive an email with the link to the recording of today's call by the end of the day tomorrow. You can always access recordings at openpeacefulheart.com. In fact, if you have friends who might enjoy these guided meditations, they're freely available on that site, openpeacefulheart.com. Our next circle is on Sunday, January 7th, same time, new year, but same time, and the same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this last 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. I truly believe, and Kathy truly believes, that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.